So George O'Keefe, married to Alfred Stieglitz, who's friends with Gene Toomer. Gene Toomer is translating the work of the mystic philosopher George Gurdjieff. O'Keefe is at their summer cottage in Lake George, recovering from a breakdown. Stieglitz tells Toomer, "You can use our summer cottage to go work on these translations." Mayhem ensues. Quaint mayhem. Restoring O'Keefe. Something of a cure lay in that rustic cottage, clear exhaust off Lake George, winter ticking intaglios across the pane, and Gene Toomer tapping on his underwood in the guest room upstairs. All week she shared with him her soups and the baskets arrived from New York, remarked the nub of the citrus fruit against his hesitating palm, his tawny, raceless hand. Whether he leaked Gurdjieff's freedom of love into the frond of her ear, or Georgia had the servant tincture a remedy with the herb used to seduce, she pulled together one night with a Calvados in the snifter like a handful of flame, and Santa Fe whistling through the mind like a desert train. Tawny earth and the ineluctable sky, she thought, though the window held a pallor of snow and moon crusted to the clearing beyond a grid of gaslight, cold hushing the canter of Harlem, eliding his orbit with hers. "You have a feminine soul," she said, pooling his face in her hands, measuring his eyes against a gray scale of sexuality. She held his head to her skirted hip. "Cleft of peach," he said with his hands at the small of her back.